This is Friday, Ozarks at Large for the fourth day of 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums in my office. With me on the phone from her office is Becca Bacon-Martin. She's the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers. How are you, Becca?
You can just call me Miss Daisy.
Have you been driving?
I've been riding with anybody who'll bring me.
It's been a strange week to try to put shows or newspapers together, hasn't it?
It has indeed, but you know, it's good news that a lot of the things scheduled for this weekend are happening, and there's a lot of cool stuff.
Beginning with a world premiere tonight.
It is. But Sundown Town, which is the world premiere tonight, isn't the first new script for Theater Squared.
No.
Bob Ford's My Father's War made headlines in 2008, and it's been produced as far away as Germany and Italy. It was a local story in that it was based on the World War II adventures of drama professor Amy Herzberg's dad, Art.
Right.
But Sundown Town is our story.
Mm-hmm.
Very local, set in Arkansas, written by local playwright Kevin Cohey. And if you have to put on your snowshoes and walk to the Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville, you should, and you'll probably meet me on the way.
Now, the show does run through the 20th.
It does, but the first night is the first night.
Exactly, you're right.
You know? It was intended to be a bluegrass musical. And then Kevin Cohey came across this turn-of-the-century promotional flyer for Siloam Springs. And when you see it, you can see it at the Encyclopedia of Arkansas. When you see it, it just stops your heart. It says, a city of natural beauty with no malaria, no mosquitoes, and no Negroes.
And that inspired Kevin, didn't it, to write this script?
It did. And the music is still a part of it. Three Penny Acre is live on stage. The story's about a drifter named Moses who comes to a little Arkansas town named Healing Springs, but not really any of the Healing Springs in Arkansas.
Yeah, he didn't know there was a Healing Springs when he wrote the play.
Exactly. But it causes quite a ruckus because it's fine for Moses to be there as long as he knows his place. This is not a play for children.
No, deals with intense subject matter.
The language is ugly. The violence feels very real. But I think if you've seen parts of it like you and I both have, the chance for change in dialogue is worth it. It's sort of like scrubbing a wound for it to heal.
Mm-hmm.
Opens tonight, 7:30, 2 and 7:30 tomorrow, 2 on Sunday, and again February 10 through 13 and February 17 through 20. It's at the Nadine Baum Studios across from the Walton Arts Center, and there's a companion exhibit presented by the Shiloh Museum about African-Americans in Northwest Arkansas. Tickets for the play are $22 to $24, plus they do the 30 under 30, so if you're one of the first 30 there and you're under 30, you get tickets at $10. And we're trying to start a dialogue about the play, about prejudice, about being different, about how the world is changing at nwaonline.com/sundowntown, one word. And we would love it if you'd check that out and comment.
And what else is happening this weekend?
Well, if you want something a little lighter, or at least a little more familiar, the Art Center of the Ozarks has the Agatha Christie classic, The Mousetrap, opening tonight.
One of those whodunits, and you don't know who's double-crossing whom and who's done what.
And you should feel right at home, because whodunit in an inn that's snowed in.
that's true. That's very true.
If you have murder on your mind, maybe you can channel it into The Mousetrap. The show stars some ACO regulars, John Honey, Amy Giesentanner, Ann Ayers, Michael Weir. It's at 7:30 tonight and tomorrow night, 3 o'clock Sunday, and again next weekend. Tickets are $9 to $20. Or if you're in the River Valley, the Fort Smith Little Theater is also doing The Mousetrap, and it opens on Thursday.
So there you go.
And tonight at the Walton Arts Center, the bargain of the decade, maybe the bargain of the century.
Blind Boys of Alabama, I presume you're talking about.
The Blind Boys of Alabama tickets have been reduced to $15.
Cabin Fever Special, I think they're calling it.
The group was founded in 1939 at the Alabama Institute for the Negro Blind. Nice juxtaposition to Sundown Town, now that I think about it.
Just across the street.
And the current group includes one of the founding members, vocalist Jimmy Carter. In the 60 years they've been performing, they've had an induction into the Gospel Hall of Fame and a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, and performed at the White House for President Barack Obama.
And this is the beginning of their North American tour.
Tonight,
yep.
8 o'clock, $15. And tomorrow, The Fayetteville Public Library kicks off its fifth annual cover-to-cover reading festival at 1 p.m. with a visit from filmmaker Graham Gordy.
And you might remember him. He was the fellow who was behind War Eagle.
Exactly. Now, here's what's exciting. He's going to talk about how he became a writer and about reading and about filmmaking, but he's going to show his new short film.
Oh.
Called Spinola Pepper Sauce Company. And it's a collaboration with Ray McKinnon.
Oscar winner Ray McKinnon.
For The Accountant. And
right.
If this is as quirky as The Accountant, which I got the feeling it might be, you would be one of the first to see it, and you will never forget it.
And what's the cost for this?
Free.
Not bad.
Reading Festival continues through April 8th. Jeremy Camp performs tomorrow night at the Van Buren Fine Arts Center. Christian recording artist, of course, has sold more than 3 million albums. Tickets start at $15, and you can find them at itickets.com.
Okay.
About to butcher this. Cirque Shanghai Baizai.
I think you did a pretty good job there.
Shanghai Acrobat.
There you go.
7:30 tomorrow at the Arkansas Best Performing Arts Center in Fort Smith. It's part of the UAFS season of entertainment. I talked to their company manager, and these are all kids.
Oh, really?
As young as 15 years old. Tickets start at $29, and you can call 788-7300. Or if that's not enough, what else is Saturday night?
Kurt Elling.
Absolutely.
Grammy-winning, everything-winning Kurt Elling.
8 and 10 o'clock, two shows at the Walton Arts Center. Tickets start at $16. You may need snowshoes, but don't stay home.
You have all kinds of options to get out of the house.
Exactly.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, featured in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.